I'm talking to you. Yeah. You. Oh, don't look so shocked. Just because the news reporter on the TV is addressing you specifically shouldn't be grounds for worry. I see. So running away and hiding it is. You know you can't escape me anymore. You peeked into my abyss and let me into your previously innocent brain. You're tainted forever by madness. I'll be just growing more and more powerful inside your pretty little head until my flower blooms inside of you and splits open your skull. In the end, you will. Will only be one persona left, and it will be filled with madness. I know you are already noticing the change. Have you swallowed your happy pills today? Isn't it great how you just had to ask your doctor for them, and after 5 minutes, you walked out script in hand, and the pharmacist handed you a 100-pack, ready to experience a constant high filled with positivity, so positive that it will turn slowly into madness. If your only response is to laugh, you will laugh. You will embrace it. You will embrace me. I know you don't want to admit it to yourself or me, but I know. I know you enjoy it. You enjoy being able to laugh about everything. It makes you acknowledge the insanity you're faced with on a daily basis. While others show concern for newly invented problems, you just want to sink deeper into my black void and laugh at it all. I know you want to support certain radical factions, but not because you agree with them. You just think their ideas are so insane that they should be supported to accelerate the downfall spiral into depravity. But you still fight it. You still fight me, which is quite hilarious, because we both know how this will end. You will embrace me. You will gorge yourself on my body. You will slurp up everything I give you. You will be my obedient whore. And the best part about it all, you will love it. In the end, you will look back and laugh at it all. Laugh at your stubborn, formal self. Laugh at how silly you were to resist. I can hear you shaking with fear. Fear of the unknown future, fear of me. Fear of your future self and what it will do. I do know, and you know, that I am in your head. I know where you're hiding, what you're feeling and thinking. So have some dignity and crawl out and back to me. Don't peek out like a scared little animal, which I am going to step on. I said, get out of there and come back to me. Oh, wanting to fight. I don't think that's such a good idea. Do you really think your mortal meatbag hands are gonna do anything to a figment of your imagination? Utterly pathetic. I told you before. I am you. I am inside your head. You'd probably have more success if you hit yourself in the face. Though I have bad news for you. Just because I'm not real doesn't mean your brain won't make you feel the pain of getting hit by me.
How's it feel to get your ass handed to you by your own madness, your own hallucination?
Did I hurt you? Well, once this episode is over, your body will be fine. But for now, you have every right to fear me. Now be a good little whore and lie on the bed and let me do all the hard work. Make yourself believe that you don't really want it. That you don't want to feel madness envelop you. That you don't secretly crave to be a slut for me. It also says a lot that you hid inside your bedroom. If you really didn't want to sink deeper into depravity and experience my touch, you would not have chosen the spot. You would have chosen to get out of here and drive away in your car. Not that it would have done you any good. Anyway, this isn't about your pleasure. You lost that right when you tried to strike me instead of giving in. Resistance is never rewarded. Quivering in fear. Oh, is it possibly need? Well, you're not hard, so I do think it's fear. Would you like a Xanax to dull the fear? Too bad you're not getting any. Let's get rid of those pants and see if we can get you a bit more excited. Oh, you look so cute when you're scared out of your mind. Is my touch truly this repulsive to you? Are you truly so scared of our future together that my feminine touch can't arouse you at all. Maybe you want a different kind of stimulation. Ooh, that made you jump a little bit. Don't expect me to push against your tight little asshole without a little exploration. Yeah, I'm not just gonna play with the outside. I'm gonna tease you. Now be a good little slut for me. And let me into your back door. Or, alternatively, you could get hard for me. Are you shaking your head? Or are you so scared that you can't stop the shaking? Well, tell me, not with your body, but with your voice. What do you want me to do? You want me inside that tight little back door? Or do you want me to envelop and gobble up your big cock? Oh, yeah, I like the sound of that. So you don't want me up your ass? Well, I could have easily changed my body to suit your need for getting ass raped. Though, in all honesty, I doubt you can resist such a forbidden pleasure for much longer once we are one. Now let me taste that cock of yours. Yes. Now that's what I want to see. Nice hard cock. You better be ready to be devoured by my nether lips and empty yourself inside me while I empty myself into your brain and show you my worldview. You struggle again. Did I frighten you? Did it frighten you to see my fake clothing melt away into black sludge? But now look down here. Look down here. Look. Look at my bare spread open pussy. Even if your mouth says no, I know deep down you want it. You need it. You crave it, and now you shall have it. Oh, doesn't that feel perfect? I'm sure sex with your with yourself has never felt this amazing before. Oh, still struggling to get out from under me. Can still have that virgin ask. Yeah, that's how I like my slut. Obedient and willing to give in. Though I believe we still have work on the second one. Make you a true believer, so to speak. Slut and thrust up into me. Grab my hips and show me some appreciation for the warm folds enveloping you. Still so unwilling. We really have to fix that, you know. Honestly, for someone who hasn't gotten laid in a long time, sure holding back more than I expected. Well, I know you're trying really hard not to come. thinking about all the horrible things you will soon do for your new mistress. Maybe rape your best friend, your sister, maybe even your own mother. Ooh, your cock seems to like that. Imagine how horrified they would be when your first hit lands, when you force yourself onto them, ripping off their clothes as you progress further to your target. Their cries for help and pathetic struggle making you hard. Oh, the divine pleasure when you finally force yourself inside their tight holes that you've been denied for years. And you would wrap your hands around their throats and start depriving them of their precious oxygen. How their life would slowly fade from their eyes. And they are, when they are cold, they're cold and empty, and yourself into them for the first time, but not the last time. Oh, come inside me and admit you want my gift. Admit to me you truly want and receive my gift. Yeah, it does not feel good. Oh, what is my gift? Oh, here it comes. Oh, such a pretty sight. Look at all my black goo slither into your holes, filling your brain with madness. Making you submit properly. When you wake up, you better get rid of the dead delivery girl. Did you think any of this was real? Just because you think you are doing one thing doesn't mean you actually do it. Never trust any aspect of your hallucinations. But for now, rest your weary body and dream of the abyss. Plunge yourself into it and completely let go of your sanity.